Hello, my name is Shaniqua. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I am not.
Are you trying to get the number for the vaccine?
No, I tried that line. I'm the HR director for a manufacturing site, and I know that the tier for manufacturing workers opens on February 8th, so I'm just trying to determine, is it anyone that works in the manufacturing site who's eligible, or is it just those in the manufacturing division? And then also, what type of proof of employment should they bring?
I actually don't have no information on that. And I know this kind of, going to be frustrating, but I can't actually tell you what they can. You can actually call a health department or your local hospital, and they can tell you if you're trying to get the vaccine, right?
Well, I'm the human resources director for a manufacturing facility, and so I'm trying to understand, because these are questions I'm getting from our employees, and I'm just trying to understand, we have obviously people who work in manufacturing, but then there are people like myself who is in human resources, but I work at that site. So would I also be eligible, or is it just people that are in that manufacturing sector? And then what kind of, if they ask for proof of employment, is that a work badge? Is it a payroll stub? Is it a letter from the employer? I don't know what is considered proof of employment. So before people schedule an appointment, I want to make sure they have what they need.
Yes, ma'am. You can actually call a health department or I prefer a hospital, because the health department, they just going to give you back this number for some odd reason. Or I can give you these two websites. Have you been on the ADPH or CDC.gov?
I've been on both, and it doesn't define it doesn't define what proof of employment would be or who would be considered a manufacturing worker.
Yes, ma'am. So my next option would be to call a hospital and ask them. And they should be able to let you know if you'll be able to get it before you pre-register for it.
Okay. So a hospital's going to tell me before the Department of Health would? Okay.
Yes, because they the health department, they're just going to give you back our number, and it's just going to be going back and forth like that. So, because we're just a hotline number, we can't actually give you like all the information on what actually you need for that.
Okay. So the hospital then would be the one that ultimately determines whether or not somebody gets a vaccine.
The hospital would have more information. That's what they would have more information about who can get the vaccine. They can't determine, but they have more information on it than we do.
Okay, so just any hospital, I just call and ask to speak to someone about a COVID-19 vaccine then?
Yes, ma'am. You can call your local hospital or any hospital, and they should be able to give you some information on it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.